Hello, and welcome to the Travel Show. My name is Pascal. Thank you for tuning in into the first episode of the Travel Show. In this episode, we will be talking about how to save money and fly cheaply. And we also will give you general helpful tips about how to save money while you are actually there. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Like, what about traveling exactly?
Well, you're from South Africa. Whereabouts from South Africa are you from?
From Durban, South Africa. That's near the beach.
Yeah. I've been there once.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
oh, so you know that.
Actually, 1 year.
Oh, cool. It's nice to talk to somebody that lived here and then moved away.
Yeah.
So tell me, where have you been since you talk about travel? Where have you been in the world?
Where have I been? Well, I have been in Mexico two times, like a few months ago. I've been everywhere in Europe. I lived in Poland, explored the east of Europe, South Africa, of course, and Namibia a little bit.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And I have to be very honest. I've only been to Saudi Arabia, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I've never traveled overseas before in my life. I think I did my first podcast about it, about the experience of traveling.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome. Although it was for pilgrimage, I mean, it was just awesome to experience another country.
Mm-hmm. Different culture.
I'm Muslim, so the cultures a little bit overlapped. But it was a totally different language. And everybody that my husband and I went up to speak to didn't know English.
Well,
so we were struggling to try to get to mm-hmm. places and that. But it all worked out and we had an amazing time.
Yeah.
I don't travel much. I'm more at home and I do blogs and stuff. But mm-hmm. I love traveling. I've always wanted to travel.
Yeah, for me, it's like a great way to know different cultures. And also experience like different languages, of course. Like I'm multilingual. I speak Dutch and I speak English, and a little bit of Afrikaans as well.
Oh.
But
Dutch and Afrikaans are
very similar, but not at all.
Yeah. It's, not at all. Okay.
I don't understand, but
yeah,
quite funny.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Also. For me, I've been living in like 4 countries now together. So I'm 1 year here, 1 year there, trying to find my place, you know, my actual home, because I don't think Netherlands is my home because it's too small.
Why? I don't feel South Africa is my home. We're looking to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, South Africa is quite larger than Netherlands. Netherlands is only like from one place to the other and two from the west to the east. It's only 2 hours, you know?
Oh,
like very small.
I never knew that.
I never knew that. Yeah,
you learn something new every day.
Exactly.
Where is your ideal place? Where would you like to live?
It's a hard one. It's a place with nice weather. Yeah. Well, my girlfriend is from Mexico, so that's why I've been traveling to Mexico as well. Long distance.
Oh, awesome.
But
a place of nice weather is Durban, because even winter we still
it's summer
weather outside, like it's summer.
Yeah. I've been there during Christmas and the beach was like full of people.
Our summertime. December is our summertime.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They're different for me. December is like
For me, my ideal place, like I've always my whole life, I've always battled with myself on just choosing one place. Like for me, it was UK or USA, like London especially, and New York. Those are my top two places that I still can't decide where. But after going to Saudi Arabia, like my husband and I were speaking, and we were like, let's yeah, and see how it goes. But that's all just talk, you know.
I just said, why not? I'm young and I can still travel the world, so just why not now? Just later, maybe you can do it. Maybe something happens to you. You never know, you know? So
Yes.
why
Yes,
not?
I totally get you. This is so
No.
awesome. I'm so excited to do this podcast with you. It's like I'm learning so much.
I just think, like, just do it now. Why wait, you know?
Yes.
So
But
that's why
okay,
I like.
what are your joys? What are your joys from traveling? Like, what brings you the most joy about traveling?
Well, the pictures, you know, and then you can think 1 year later, you can see the pictures back and think of, whoa, I changed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And do you have an Instagram handle that maybe if my listeners would like to follow you to check your pictures out, of course?
Yeah, I have one.
Sure. What's the handle?
It's SIMMEH, so Simme 24. 24 is my lucky number.
Sure. I'm going to follow you, and I hope my listeners will follow you as well.
Yeah.
You sound like an awesome guy, and we'd love to see where you travel to
I have a
next.
lot of pictures and they're very beautiful.
I can imagine. The only picture I have of my whole trip from to Saudi is actually getting off the plane. That is the only picture that I have because I was more into experiencing dealing with the people rather than whipping up my phone and taking pictures, you know. Yes, awesome. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 26 now.
You're 26. Are you still young?
I'm still, I don't
That's why you can travel.
know.
I'm 30 years old and I'm married, obviously. And everywhere I go, my husband has to go with me because it's like a religious thing. Yeah. So.
Especially Saudi Arabia, this is like very tough on the
Yes, it is. But honestly, the thing that I learned, a lot of people say that Saudi Arabia is tough on women. Sweetest people to women, especially the men. Like when we came out of the airport, we had a car waiting for us, and the driver got out, opened the car for me, and made me sit in the car, and he closed the door. You don't get things like that in other countries where they'll ask a woman if she's okay. Or if she's protected, if she's they're very chivalrous, and I liked that about them. I mean, we hear stories about how Saudi men treat women, and there's books about it, but I hadn't felt that when I went there. Like
That's true.
it's not because I was an outsider, but because generally, I am a woman, and that's how they respect women. So I thought that was so awesome.
Yeah, no, I
And
totally understand that.
I'm gonna be serious. And I know I said this before, but that is the only place I've been to in my 30 years of life. It was my first international trip ever. So it was first international plane ride as well. So it was like a full whole round experience, you know.
For the plane,
Hey?
you were not nervous for the plane to take off.
No, I wasn't. I was actually pretty excited. And we flew with Emirates, so they had the TV at the back of the seats where you could see the whole takeoff. Excuse me. It was so awesome. It was absolutely, especially when we were landing. Like, I could tell my husband which runway we landed on because I could see the bottom and what we were going over. And he was like, we weren't even in that direction. So that means we're landing on this end of the runway. And he was so impressed. And he's like, you know what? You sound like a seasoned traveler. And I thought, yeah. So have you ever been to. Sorry?
My first plane trip ever was to South Africa, so really like a long trip from Netherlands.
Awesome. Yeah. How long is it? to South Africa from
From
Netherlands?
Amsterdam, it's say 12 hours to 14 hours.
Oh,
It's not that long.
and I just traveled 10 hours, and I got tired. How did you manage that trip?
Just make sure you have enough entertainment for yourself. You don't have a tablet or something or a phone, music. And like
Yeah.
Spotify one, so I just download everything I can download for like 3 hours on my phone, and then just.
Awesome.
And you also have Netflix nowadays. You can just download the series.
Yes, I'm stuck. I'm hooked on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's yeah, it finally hit South Africa and we are all gone crazy for it. You know, things get to South Africa pretty late.
Yeah.
It took a year for it to get here, so it's pretty awesome that we have it. And yeah.
But you have like data limits, right, on the internet, so
Yes,
you
we
cannot
do.
download that much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I
But
didn't
if you have like
have
uncapped, you had no internet when you were here?
when I lived there. No, not at all. I just went to the
Oh my
like.
gosh, not even the hotel internet or the guest house or wherever you were staying?
No, nothing.
Are you serious? Oh my God, you should have known me back then. I would have got you all the Wi-Fi.
No, I had Vodacom, and I just had a cheap phone and just Skype with my parents on my laptop when I was in like internet cafe, play like
Okay.
events for a half an hour.
Cool. So when you're making a trip back to South Africa?
Oh, I've been there last year actually for a business trip.
Okay, and you've been to Durban, right? Last
No,
year.
I've been to Joburg, to Johannesburg, but the
Okay.
day was to
Have you
Durban.
been to Cape Town?
No, that's what fun thing I want to do. Yeah.
You have to go to Cape Town. If you thought Durban was beautiful, you have to see Cape Town.
I
Cape
know.
Town is actually governed by a different government, so everything there is, from what I haven't been to Cape Town, to be very honest, travel from Durban to Johannesburg to Durban, I haven't, but I hear it's super gorgeous and it's international. Everything there, national lifestyle, and it's awesome. You really have to go there. Or maybe
Yeah.
when you come to South Africa next week, go together.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be awesome.
I wanted to take the garden route one day, and I don't have a driver's license, so I mean, a little bit hard to rent a car.
Yeah.
My girlfriend can, so
Oh,
we can
your
take a
girlfriend.
car. We can go up to Durban, from Cape Town to
That
Durban.
will be awesome. That will be so awesome. I've heard how beautiful it is. I've never actually experienced that myself. I experience very few things in life, and talking to you, I just realized that.
More, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I've heard that it's super beautiful. My dad actually traveled that way before and he said that it was so beautiful, but it's very, very long. It's like a 3-day trip or so, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, a friend of mine just rented a car and had like a few hotels next to the road and just did like a 3-day trip.
That's awesome. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't understand how a person can do that. That's it always baffled me to think that you travel f from so far away and then you either hitchhike or you hire a car and you travel and you visit and you actually see the country. Like
Yeah.
for us, when we travel, it's so set to we going here. This is how we're getting there. It's not like kind of thing, and that always baffled me on how people actually do it. What advice do you have for people wanting to do things like this?
Just save up and make a plan and do it. That's just
Awesome.
it's the easiest thing to do is just get holidays, get a and buy the plane ticket.
Okay, so I have a burning question before I end us off because I have to go. How in the world do you pack?
Well, yeah, first you have to check the weather, of course, there, what it's going to be. I'm just packed for that. I just pack normally light, but my girlfriend packs everything. She has basically weather.
How
It's
would she pack? Because, you know, woman to woman, I would never be
like.
from all the way from Netherlands all the way to South Africa and going on a road trip, I would never be able to pack for that. You'll need 3 cars just to carry my bags.
Yeah, no, I know.
So how does she pack? How does she manage with the packing?
She rolls everything up in like a rolls, like
in rolls,
and then you can fit way more like that. Yeah,
that's awesome. And with the weight in the plane, there's like no issue with
She has like a weight she put on the luggage, and you can see how much it weighs, like 15 kilos or 20.
Oh, so that's awesome.
You can buy that everywhere. It's like very easy.
I should have bought that before I went. I didn't know. We were actually overweight coming back. We were allowed 24 kgs on my husband's bag, and his bag was 30 kgs, and he had to pay 400 riyals. That's like...
Thank you, Isa, for that really cool conversation together. I enjoyed it a lot. And next up is a segment about cheap flights. So you want to travel the world but not to spend too much money? Then I would recommend a few apps that will help you in saving a lot of money. And I'm not talking about Ryanair apps. No. I'm talking about, for example, Hopper. Hopper is an app you can download on iOS or on Android. It's free. And basically, it will predict when a flight will be the cheapest. It uses like a lot of small smart algorithms. And basically, it helps you buy the plane ticket when it's the cheapest. Basically, you can select multiple flights you want to track, and it will help you greatly in checking the cheapest flights. It will send you also notifications when you can buy it and when it recommends to buy it, when it's the lowest price. And the second thing I would recommend to use is Google Flights. You can track your flights you want to do in the future with Google Flights, and in the Google Flights will check in the history of all flights basically when it will be probably the cheapest. You can just Google your flight whenever you want to fly. For example, you want to fly from Amsterdam to Copenhagen. You just type that in. You go to Google Flights, and you can basically just follow it there. And you get emails if you want when it's like price differences. For example, you get email when the flight is instead of 70 euros or dollars, when it's like 60, when it's cheaper. So you can also like decide when you want to buy the ticket. It's a really good way to like inform yourself and to maximize the price differences. And also what I inform you is to buy tickets on a Tuesday. Because Tuesday normally the plane companies will match price with other companies. And when you basically just check on Tuesday or you buy it, then you will probably save a lot of money too. So yeah. Thank you for listening to The Travel Show. This was your host, Pascal, and have a good day. Bye.